Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top at the two dots. Mishnah said that if they were masiv, if they reclined, if they had a seva, then one person can be mitzi everyone with the bracha. He can make the bracha for all of them. But if they're only sitting and they weren't reclining, then each one has to make their own bracha. In those days, a common way to eat a suda was with a seva. So that's considered a kvias. If there's a kvias, one person can make a bracha for the others, be mitzi. But otherwise, it would not be considered a kvias. Rav says, when is the seba required? That's by bread. The common way to eat a meal in those days with bread, a suda, was with a seba. There, it's only considered a kvias if there was a seba. Aval yain loy bo haseba. But wine does not require a seba. Wine, he holds, was not so common, and therefore people would get together. In those days, people used to get together to drink yain, and those people days they would. So coming together did not necessarily require a seva. People used to come together even with sitting. So sitting would also constitute a kvias, and therefore he holds that yain does not require a seva. One person could be might see the other by wine, by yain, even if there is no aseba. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, afilu yain, nami boi aseba. Rav Yochanan argues on Rav, he says, no, that even wine requires aseba. That was the common way to gather together to drink wine with aseba. And therefore, without aseba, one could not be moitzi the other with the boi priya gofen. And the way the Rosh learns is that when is a seba required according to this mahalach in the Gemara, where that's the common way that they used to get together and eat or drink. However, with other things which people did not come together and drink and eat with a seba, then one could be mitzi the other even if there was no seba. So for instance, with other beverages, one could be mitzi the other without a seba. A seba is not required because it wasn't commonplace. That's this Mahalcha de Gemara. Ika Damar Amar Rav Lo Yishan El Pasa de Mahanil HaSeba. But this Mahalcha, according to the Ika Damar holds, that Rav says, Lo Yishan El Pasa de Mahanil HaSeba. Where does HaSeba, where does it help? Where do we say that one can be mitzi the other with foods? That's only Pas where HaSeba helps. According to this Mahalcha, one has to create a kvias. A kvias is only created with HaSeba. And it's only created with a seba if that's the normal way to gather together. So by eating pas by bread, normally that's how people get together to eat. It's with a seba. A seba helps. And by pas, one can be made to the other ones. But by wine, since it's not commonplace as much, then a seba will not help. And even with a seba, that one cannot be mitzi the others. He says, no, even by wine it is common, and therefore it helps for yain as well. Now, according to this Mahalach, the Rosh learns, is that it learns that it only by pas and possibly yain does haseba help. But by other beverages, even with haseba, that it won't help, and you cannot be mitzi the other one, even if you had haseba. Maysvel asks you a kasha, Kate and Seder Haseba. What was the custom and the Derech Eretz, the way they etiquette, the way they used to conduct their meals? Initially, the guests used to gather together, and before they came into the meal, they used to sit on benches or chairs. And they used to wait until they all gathered together, until the invited list all came together. So while they were in the waiting area, they brought to them water. They came and each one washed one hand. Why did they wash one hand? Because they used to serve them yayin, a cup of yayin. They used to take it in their hand. So Rashi's mashma that the Inyan is were afraid that he might touch the wine with his hands and be metame, give it a tuma to the wine. So you did a til shidaim on this one hand. Taisus, it says that it's in, you know, the bracha. You're making a chosh of a bracha, bori priya gofen. They used to do a til shidaim on that one hand that took the kois of yain that you're going to make the bracha on and have it washed. So they used to wash one hand. They were waiting in the ante room, gathering together. They used to be served wine. They washed one hand. Now they were served the wine, and each one made his own bracha. One wasn't might see the other, and they made his own bracha. All of Hesebu, then from there, when they all gathered together, they went into the meal. And now they were washing, now they did, and it tells you a dime on both hands. Now, even though previously they already had each one washed one hand, now they wash both hands, now they do a proper Netilsiyadayim, and they do on both hands, they do it. Now they're entering the Suda.
So now they have wine.
Now, even though they already had said a Bari Priya Gafen previously, they make a Bari Priya Gafen again, and over here, one can make the bracha for all and be Moitzi the rest as well. Now, over here, the question is, Tosfos raises the question, why do they have to make another Bari Priya Gafen? Before we get to the inyan at hand, if one can be mites to the other, but why bechlal do they have to make another Bari Priya Gafen? We learned previously, we learned in the Mishnah, that the yain shelifnei amazon paters the maim shelachar amazon. That if you made a Bari Priya Gafen before the meal, it paters the wine that comes later. So now here already they made a Bari Priya Gafen. So why doesn't it pater the wine that comes later? Taisa says it's different over here because there's a shini makom, they change places from one place to the other. They went from the ante room to the dining room, so they make another bracha. Al kol panim, what do we see here? We see that the initial cup of wine that they made, each one made his own bracha. And now, when it comes to the suda, they make a bari priya gafen again. And one can be moitzi all of the rest, but they do have to make another bracha, but one can be moitzi all of them. So now, according to the first lashon that says that Rav says it's only bread that requires a seba. But wine does not require a seba. Even without a seba, one can be moitzi other kasha reisha. The reisha is a kasha. Because why, when they're in the ante room, why before the meal, why does each one have to make his own bracha? Why cannot one be moitzi the other? Rav said, according to the first lashon, that wine does not require haseba. So why the initial cup of wine? Why does everyone have to make their own bracha? Gemara answers, "Shiny Archim did a title maker." Now, when do we say that its sitting is considered a kvias by wine, and one can be moitzi the other? If that's where they're going to be kveya, that's where they're sitting, and they're going to stay there. So then Rav holds, according to the first lashon, that wine is considered a kvias. But over here, their intent is be only temporary. This is not their makom kvias. It's only that they were waiting for the rest of the guests, and they're going to now later go to the dining room. In such a case, then sitting is not considered a kvias, and therefore each one has to make his own bracha. Well, hech lishner dam Rav lishon l'pasta mahanya l'seba. But according to the second lashon, Rav said it's only pas where haseba helps. But by wine, even if there is a seba, it doesn't help, and each one has to make his own bracha, kasha seifa, the seifa is a kasha, because over here, there is a seba, they're in the dining room, and there's a seba, and yet we say that one can make a bracha for the rest of them. So according to the second lashon, Rav says that it's only pas where a seba helps. It doesn't even help by wine. How does it help in this case? Our answer, shiny awesome to me, get to mahana la seba la pas, mahana la seba la yayin. Where does Rav say that a seba does not help for wine? That's if they're only drinking wine. That's not considered kvias. That's not considered that it's a kvias and one could be moitzi the other. But here they're eating the meal and they're having a seba. And they're reclining and they're eating the meal, where it is a kvias in terms of the pas, when they're kaveya themselves to have a meal with pas and they have a seba, that will help for wine as well.
The Gemara continues, Balehem Yain Maseich HaMazen. Shalu es ben Zayman. Mipnei ma amru Balehem Yain Maseich HaMazen kol echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzmai la'achar HaMazen echad mevorach la'kulam wise. Said, if you're in a meal, you're within a meal, and there's a seba, that if you're served wine within the middle of the meal, each one makes his own bracha.
after the meal, then one can make the bracha for all of them. Why is that so? Why during the meal, why cannot one make the bracha for the rest of the people? Amar lehem, hoil vein beis ablia ponoi. Because the beis ablia is not ponoi. So the Rishonim have different interpretations over here that the beis ablia is not ponoi, which means is that one pshat is that you will not be people will not be concentrating perhaps on the bracha and listening to the bracha properly because they're busy eating. They're busy eating, and so they won't focus on the bracha. And therefore, they won't be yitzeh if they're not listening to the bracha. That's one pshat. An upshot that's brought down, Taisa Adar Shem bring it down as well, that if he is eating, and now he's listening to the bracha, and he has to say omen, if he's saying omen and he's eating, he might has shown choke on the food. So therefore, they're masakin that you make your own bracha. You don't listen to somebody else where you have to be focused on what he's saying, and you have to say omen. Therefore, each one during the meal says his own bracha. The Mishnah continues and says that the person who made the bracha, who made the bracha on the wine, he also is the same person who makes the bracha when they bring the incense, the besamim, for the aroma. He's the same person who makes the bracha on the mugmer. It says he says it. Michlal dikad of minei. That implies that there's someone who's more chashev, more prominent than him, someone who you would think that they would give the bracha to this other person because he's more chasha, but nevertheless, we say no. Since the person started off and he made the bracha on the wine, then he continues with these brachas that are said at the end of the Suda. He continues on and he makes the bracha on the mugmar, even though he's not as chasha. Vamai, why is that so? Vamai, vahu, hoil, vahu, notl, yorot, chilabach, reina. Since he's the one that is given the covet of benching, since he's the one that is noitel mayim achrayim, meaning he's the one that continues on with the conclusion of the suda. Messiah le rav damar of chia barashi amar rav hanoitel yodav tchila ba'achrayna, the one that washes mayim achrayim first, he's the first one to be given achrayim, who mezumah lebracha. He's the one to be given the bracha, he's the one that is given the bracha to bench. So what was implied over here is as follows. The person that was given yayin, meaning normally you'd give it to the most prominent person. You're giving it to the most prominent person. He is the one that should have the covet of this bracha. Now, however, let's say he's not there at the time. Then you give it to somebody else. Then at the time afterwards, so you gave them the boy priyagofen to this other person. Now at the time of the mugmar, then this chashuva person re-enters. We don't say, oh, now there's a more chashuva person, and he's the one that should have the bracha. We say the one that started should continue. Similarly, we give somebody the covet, we give him the mayim achrayim. He's the one that washes mayim achrayim. He's the one that should continue and bench. And even if later on someone else, chashev, more chashev came in, we don't switch it. We say the one that had my machrayim, he benches. Rav Rechiav, they also come in the Rav Besudasa. They were before Rav, they were singing by Yasuda. Amalei Rebbe LeRav, Rebbe said to Rav, Kumashi Yada. He says, go wash your hands. So Chazya, Dava Mirsas. So he got all nervous. He says, why is the Rebbe telling him to wash his hands? Perhaps his hands aren't clean. Amalei Rebbe Chia, no, Barpachte, the son of nobles, he's telling you to prepare yourself for benching. He's giving you the covet of benching, meaning this idea that wash your hands. You are the first one to have my machrayim. You will be given the covet of benching. So we talked about mugmar and smelling the incense. So now we're going to discuss now the bracha of reyach, of sweet smelling things, the different brachas that you make when you smell something that has an aroma. When you have something that has a column of smoke, when there's smoke coming up, there's incense, at what point do you start to make the bracha? He answered, Mishatal Tim Rasa, when the column of smoke goes up, now you have the column of smoke that it's before you, and that's when you make the bracha, but not before it rises. Well, he hasn't smelled it yet, how can he make the bracha? Well, what does that mean? No, you always make a bracha prior to you're getting the hanah from it. You make a bracha on a fruit, borei priyo eitz, before you eat it, here also, you make the bracha before you smell it. So what's the kasha? So the first to speak out is that normally you take a fruit in your hand, now it's ready for you to eat, you make the bracha. Here there's a column of smoke, you don't have anything in your hand, maybe it's too early to make the bracha, you should have when it's ready, you're starting to smell it, maybe you should make the bracha then. Make a mice, you haven't eaten it yet. If your das is to eat it, then it's appropriate to make the bracha. I mean, even if you weren't holding it in your hand, but you have das to eat it, and you're going to eat it, you can make a bracha. You make the bracha when your das, when you're intending to smell it, the column of smoke is before you. You didn't have anah yet, but that's how you make the bracha.
Amar Rabbi Chiya Barik the Rav Abba Nachmeni Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Amar Lo Amar Rav Chista Amar Zirik Kol HaMugmora is all of the incense with Varkim Aleim Borei Atzei Besomim. You make Borei Atzei Besomim
even though it's only the smoke, but it comes from the Atzim, you make Borei Atzei Besomim. Atzei Besomim, the tree of Besomim. Chutz Mimosh Shemen Chaya, except for this musk, which is a different opinion of where it comes from. Rashi says it comes from excrement, other holds that it comes from wild animals, from the excretions of small wild animals. Except for this musk, which mevarchim borei minei besamim. You make it borei minei besamim, because that's not coming from wood. But incense, even though the wood is not present, it comes from burning the wood and you have the column of smoke, but since it originates from the wood, you still would make borei atzei. That's the tree of the summit. Meisvei in the vorkum bari atzei b'samim alaf arsamayin shul beis rebbe. You only make atzei b'samim on the very choshev, the very, very special ones, like the atzei b'samim of the farsamayin of the house of rebbe, v'alaf arsamayin shul beis keser, v'ala hada shebechol mokum and hadasim in chol mokum. So otherwise, you don't make atzei b'samim, you make b'nei b'samim to you if it's a kasha. You only make the atzei b'samim on the very special ones, on the other ones that have been burnt to incense, you don't make atzei b'samim, you make minei b'samim.
Amalei Rav Chisdele Rav Yitzchak, hi, mashchet afarsaman, my mevorchen alavei, what do you make on the oil of afarsaman? Amalei hachim arv Yehuda, borei shemen artzeinu.
He says, you praise Eretz Yisrael, you say, borei shemen artzeinu, you give a praise of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei barminei Rabbi Yehuda, don't bring a rye from Rabbi Yehuda, the chaviva le Eretz Yisrael, because for him Eretz Yisrael is so special, that's why he says it when you mention Eretz Yisrael. But lekuli alma mai, when generally what do you say? Amalei hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan borei shemen orif. This is oil, you make a bracha, borei shemen orif, the pleasant, Hashem created this pleasant oil.
Omer of Achabar Avahai, Kesharta, Mevarchan Le, Borei Atzei B'samim. Kesharta, Rashi says, is Kesht.
That was within the Ketairis. That's one of the 11 ingredients in the Ketairis. You make Borei Atzei B'samim. It's considered a wood. A chosh of a wood, you make Atzei B'samim.
Aval Mishcha Kivisha Loi, but if it's Mishcha Kivisha, where you have oil and the Kesht is sunk into it.
So it's being there soaked in it, but it's sunk into it. Over there, you don't make the atzeh because the eitz is really not visible. What is visible is the oil. So there, you don't make it on the eitz. You make the bracha on the shemen.
Rav Kahneman, Afilu Mishcha Kevisha, he says, no, even if it's sunk in there, you still make the bracha on the eitz because the eitz is present.
Aval Mishcha Tchina, but if it's ground up and it's inserted an ingredient into the oil, the eitz isn't even present. Not only is it not to the surface, it's not so visible, it's not even present, just ground up, loy, there you do not make the bracha on the eitz, you make the bracha on the oil.
Now, Adar, Afilu Mishcha Tchina, even if it's ground up, you still make the bracha on the eitz.
Amar of Gidol Amar of High Simlak, Jasmine, Mevorkan Aleh, Bore Atze Besomim. That's Choshev, and you make an Atze Besomim.
Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rabbi Rav, Hane Chilfe Dima.
So he says, the Chilfe Dima, which is a type of spice which is called Shiboyles Ner. Shiboyles Ner, which is also one of the ingredients of the Ketairis, the 11 ingredients of the Ketairis, which is Choshev. It's very Choshev. So they're also Mevorchem Alay Borei Atzei Besamim.
Omar Marsutra Micro, what's a pasuk to support this? That even though it's not a tree,
and it's not hard like a tree that's only a stalk that you would make atzei besomim. So it says by the Meraglim, by Yeshua, v'hi elosa agaga. So Bracha Zayna brought them out to the rooftop, atitman and bepishte ha'etz. That was flax, and that was flax, stalks of flax, even though it was not a tree itself. Racha brought her up to the rooftop and hid them in these stalks of the flax, but it calls it eitz. So you see that eitz make a bracha of atzei besamim. It doesn't have to be literally a tree.